Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous.
Yah is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Welcome to another beautiful broadcast of Wake Up Jacob here at House of Israel of Cincinnati, located at 1907 Vine Street. I am your host this afternoon, Morey Ishya Yisrael from the House of Israel of Cincinnati, here to bring you the word of Yahweh, the truth of Yahweh, and nothing but the truth of Yahweh. For Yahweh has raised us up to wake up Jacob, to allow his people to be revived from the sleeping and the blacked out mentality that we have had. So praise the mighty Yah. On the Wake Up Jacob show every Sunday is when we air, every first day of the week, to bring you the word of Yahweh so that you may know who you are, so that you may be delivered from the false religions, from the false teachings, from false doctrines, from the false and abominable ways of the heathens and your enemies that have been bringing you lies, deceit, and destruction for all these years. And last week, we discussed the true religion, but this is an extensive topic, and so therefore, we have to deal with a part two. And depending on how it goes today, we might have to deal with a part three. But today, we're going to deal with some more of the true religion, part two. And as every Sunday, you can call in at 347-838-8963. That is 347-838-8963. And you can ask your question about waking up Jacob, how you can get the word of Yahweh. What do you need to know about Yah's word? Or if you have a comment to make about our program. Also, you can type in your questions on YouTube and Facebook, and we will get to your questions, especially in the last half hour of our program. But because we're dealing with the true religion, the true way, we're taking questions all program. All program, we're taking your questions. So don't hesitate to call in or to type in your questions. And last week we dealt with the true religion, and we dealt with very foundational facts about the Almighty. The first thing we dealt with was Yahweh is the only Elohim that describes himself, his angels, and his holy people as being black with woolly hair. No other book will give you the description of the children of Israel, of the angels of the Most High, and of Yahweh himself. And nowhere will you find that these descriptions identify with who you are, except in the book of Yahweh. As we read last week, Yahweh has woolly hair. As Daniel told you, he saw the Ancient of Days sitting on the throne, and the hair of his head was as the pure wool. Daniel saw the angels in his loins and his feet and his arms were as burnished brass. And then, of course, our own people was able to be described as black with woolly hair, with locks. This is the description of the children of Israel. And the description of his people and of his angels and of the Most High himself, just like you and I. And what other book are you going to find that in? None other. And also, we saw that this New Testament that you have been accustomed to called a black person a nigger. So this has been going on for years. They've been calling black people niggers for years. And if it's in the New Testament, for thousands of years. Let me show you that again. You want to find out if you should read the New Testament for Afrocentrism? Well, let's see. In the book of Acts, the 13th chapter, the first verse, it states, Now there were in the congregation that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manin, which had been brought up with Herod, the Tetrarch, and Saul. Yeah, they called Simon was a nigger, meaning he was black. And if you look up that word nigger in the Greek concordance, it's pronounced Niger. Niger. This is your origin of nigger. And it was in the New Testament. But Yahweh described himself as being black with woolly hair. His people being black with woolly hair. His angels being black with woolly hair. You want to know what's the true way, the true thing to do? Well, surely you would have to be dealing with something that's dealing with you. Furthermore, we were able to discover that Yahweh is the only Elohim that has spoke about the plight of the black man and can describe the true identity of the so-called African-American. And we were able to see that, especially in the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. In Genesis, the 15th chapter, where Yahweh let us know this. In Genesis 15, verse 13, again, any questions you may have, the number is 347-838-8963. Got it on the screen? And the number should be on the screen. You call that number, press the number 1, and we will get to your question, even comment. But in Genesis, the 15th chapter, the 13th verse, it says, "And he said unto Abram, Know of a surety that your seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterwards shall they come out with great substance. And you shall go to your father's peace, and you shall be buried in a good old age." So he was letting Abram know that his descendants was going to be afflicted and have to serve for 400 years. Well, who else has this been going on with? Who else has been enslaved and brought down to affliction for 400 years? Only your people. Only your people. The children of Israel. And then we was also able to deal with many people's questions. People had many questions about the Christ of the New Testament. If he would be the king, if he would be serving in David's kingdom. And of course, Christ will not be the king. And Christ would not serve in David's kingdom because he wouldn't survive. Because he was a sinner. And the way he moved would get him killed. Hence, he's not around. But today, we're going to continue on with this true religion. What is the true religion? Truth is, there is no true religion. It's only the true way. But as we discovered, even in the New Testament, the Christ of the New Testament, who some call Yahashai, some call Yehoshua, some call Yahawashia, some call Jesus, the Christ of the New Testament, even him, had this to say about the true religion. In St. John 4 and 21, and the Christ in the New Testament said unto her, "Woman, believe me. The hour comes when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. You shall know you worship what ye know not what. For we know what we worship, for salvation is of the Yehudadim. But the hour comes, and now is, the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him." He said the true worshipers are of the Jews in your book. And the real Jews are the children of Israel, not these imposters that are parading around portions of your land as it is their place. Nevertheless, he never told you to worship him. And what is more also important, not only is Christ not your God, nor your Savior, nor your Redeemer, nor your Judge, nor your sacrifice, Christ is not the Most High. But Yahweh is the only Elohim. And he's the only Elohim that has a plan of liberation and salvation and restoration and reparation and redemption and vengeance for the black man and woman. You can go to the book of Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter. And in Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, the 15th verse, it reads, "See, I have set before you this day life and good, and death and evil, in that I command you this day to choose to love Yahweh your Elohim, to walk in his ways, to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that you may live and multiply. And Yahweh your Elohim shall bless you in the land whither you go to possess it." So what are you letting you know? You want life? You want salvation? You want anything good, you got to love Yahweh, not Christ, not A-L-L-A-H, not Muhammad, not any of the Orishas, but Yahweh. Keep his commandments, statutes, and his judgments, that you may live. And Yahweh your Elohim shall bless you. But if your heart turn away so that you will not hear, but will be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I announce unto you this day that you shall surely perish and that you shall not prolong your days upon the land wherein you pass over the Jordan to go possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, the blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your seed may live, that you may love Yahweh Elohim, and that you may obey his voice, and that you may cling unto him, for he is your life, in the length of your days, that you may dwell in the land which Yahweh swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. Yahweh is life. So if you want any kind of life, any kind of good life, you must seek Yahweh. Yahweh let us know in the book of Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter, the 26th verse. It said, I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day, that you shall soon utterly perish from off the land, whereunto you go over the Jordan to possess it. You shall not prolong your days upon it, but shall utterly be destroyed. And Yahweh shall scatter you among the nations, and you shall be left few in number among the heathen, where Yahweh shall lead you. And there you shall serve gods, the work of men's hands, wood and stone, which neither see nor hear nor eat nor smell. This is what Yahweh has determined against his people when they rebelled against him. But in verse 29, if from there you shall seek Yahweh your Elohim, from where? Where is there? The place where you've been scattered. You shall seek Yah your Elohim. You shall find him. You'll find Yah. If you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul. When you are in tribulation and all these things have come upon you, even in the latter days, if you turn to Yahweh your Elohim and shall be obedient to his voice, that's what we have to do. Return to the Most High and be obedient to his voice, and he'll find you and he'll deliver you. Yahweh's plan of salvation, Yahweh's plan of liberation, Yahweh's plan of restoration and reparation and redemption and even vengeance is all founded in keeping the word of the Most High. If you go to the book of 2 Chronicles, in the book of 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter, verse 14 reads, and I forgot to tell you all to please contact all your ministers, all your friends, all everybody that you're attempting to share the word of Yah with, that they may be able to hear this truth. If they've been teaching you lies for this amount of time, then now is the time to ask them to deal with the topics that are being discussed on the Wake Up Jacob show. We're dealing with the lies that you have been taught. You've been taught that there's another Savior. But Yahweh says that he is the only liberator, the only Savior, the only Redeemer. But you've been taught the Christ of the New Testament, or Allah, or some other deity is your Savior. But Yahweh said he's the only one that can tell you how you can be liberated. And in 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, this is a plan of liberation and salvation. If Yah's people, who are called by his name, humble themselves, you got to humble yourself. And how do you humble yourself? You got brothers and sisters going around teaching that to humble oneself is just in your heart or your mind. It's a state of being, and that's all. And if you can will it, you'll be humble. But how does Yahweh require you, and what does Yahweh, better yet, what does Yahweh recognize as humbling? Well, hold that, because this is what Yah wants us to do. He said, humble yourself. Well, in 1 Kings, the 22nd chapter, or the 21st chapter, it states in the 2nd or 1st Kings 21, verse 19. And you shall speak to him, saying, thus saith Yahweh, have you killed and also taken possession? And you shall speak to him, saying, thus saith Yahweh, in the place where dogs lick the blood of Naboth, shall dogs lick your blood, even yours. And Ahab said to Elijah, have you found me, O my enemy? And he answered, I have found you, because you have sold yourself to work evil in the sight of Yahweh. You see, this man Ahab, king of Israel, sold his soul to evil in the sight of Yah. Behold, verse 21, I will bring evil upon you, and will take away your posterity, and will cut off from Ahab him that urinates against the wall, him that pisses against the wall, every child man, and him that is shut up and left in Israel, and will make your house the house of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasha, the son of Ahiah, for the provocation with which you have provoked me to anger, and made Israel to sin. And of Jezebel also spoke Yahweh, saying, the dog shall eat Jezebel by the wall of Jezebel. Him that dies of Ahab in the city, the dogs shall eat. And him that dies in the field shall the fowls of the air eat. But there was none like unto Ahab, which did sell himself to work wickedness in the sight of Yahweh, whom Jezebel his wife stirred up. Say, this man was just evil. He sold himself. And he did very abominably in following idols, according to all the things that the Ammonites did, whom Yahweh cast out before the children of Israel. And it came to pass, when Ahab heard those words, that he tore his clothes and put sackcloth upon his flesh and fasted and lay in sackcloth and went softly. And what did Yahweh say about this? Did Yahweh say something that would not let us know what humbling is? Oh, let's see. And Yahweh, the word of Yahweh came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, see you how Ahab humbles himself before me, because he humbles himself before me, I will not bring the evil against in his days, but But in his son's days will I bring the evil upon his house. Now, Yah told us in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, humble themselves. Well, what did Yahweh just recognize as humbling? A man that put on sackcloth, fasted, tore his clothes, and put ashes on his head. This was humbling. But what are we doing? This is how you can get delivered. As you read on in 2 Chronicles 7:14, the which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray. Prayer to Yahweh. And seek my face. Look for Yahweh. And turn from their wicked ways. Stop being evil. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin. He didn't say he's going to send Christ. He just said he's going to hear and forgive. And will heal their land. Yeah. Getting your land back is called repatriation. Repatriation. But the only way we could get that is turning to Yahweh. As a matter of fact, look what Yahweh says he'll do in the book of Isaiah, the 42nd chapter. Isaiah 42, verse 18. Hear you deaf, and look ye blind, that ye may see. Who is blind as my servant, or deaf as my messenger that I sent? So he's sending a messenger. Who is blind as he that is perfect, and blind as Yahweh's servant, seeing many things, but you observe not, opening the ears, but he hears not. Yahweh is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable. Yahweh is going to use his servant to magnify the law so it can become honorable. So you can see Yah's plan of restoration. And he said, but this is a people spoiled and robbed. They are all of them snared in holes, and they are all hidden in prison houses. They are for a prey, and none delivers for a spoil, and none says restore. Who among you will give ear to this, and who will listen and hear for the time to come? Who's going to say restore? Well, Yahweh said he will send his servant, his messenger. And in sending his messengers, we've been able to establish the restoration of the sacred laws of the Most High conferences, in which we do exactly what Yahweh said who would have ear to do, which is make the law honorable. Magnify the law. Lift it up and make it big. Make it large. And that is what we are tending to do. But this is Yah's plan to make sure you're restored. Also, in the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. We'll start reading in the very first verse. It says, "Now thus saith Yahweh that created you, O Jacob, and that formed you, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine." Yahweh already lets you know he's the Redeemer. He already lets you know that you, Jacob, he formed. "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And though the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the river, through the fire, you shall not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon you. For I am Yahweh your Elohim, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for a ransom, Cush and Seba for you." What does that mean? I mean, he destroyed these nations just to get you delivered. This is how Yahweh executes his vengeance upon the nations. He will destroy them for your sake, for his servant. Verse 4 says, "Since you were precious in my sight, you have been honorable, and I have loved you. Therefore will I give men for you and people for your life. Fear not, I am with you. I will bring your seed from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth, everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory, formed him. Yes, I have made him." Talking about Israel. Yahweh did it. And also, it says in verse 8, "Bring forth the blind people that have eyes, and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this, and show us former things? And let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say it is truth. You are my witnesses, saith Yahweh, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no Elohim form, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am Yahweh, and besides me there is no Savior." Yahweh is the only Savior. Christ is not your Savior. Muhammad is not your Savior. But only Yahweh is your Savior. Yahweh is the only Elohim and the one that will save us. As I said, Yahweh is the only one that can even tell us about our reparations. Do we have any questions about our reparations and our restoration? He tells you about your reparations, and they ain't going to be the reparations they lobbying for on Capitol Hill. They're going to be the riches of the earth. In Isaiah, the 60th chapter, the first verse, get right to it, the 8th verse, let you know, "Who are these that fly as a cloud, as the doves to their windows? Surely the isles shall wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish first, to bring out your sons from far, their silver and their gold with them, unto the name of Yahweh your Elohim. into the Holy One of Israel, because he has glorified thee. And the sons of the strangers shall build up your walls, and their kings shall minister unto you. For in my wrath I smote you, but in my fury, in my favor, have I had mercy on you. Therefore your gates shall continually be opened. They shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring unto you the forces of the Gentiles, and that these kings, their kings, may be brought. For the nation and the kingdom that will not serve you shall perish. Yes, those nations shall be utterly wasted. The glory of Lebanon shall come unto you, the fir tree, the pine tree, and the box together, to beautify the place of my sanctuary, and I will make the place of my feet glorious. So he's letting you know that you're going to be given silver and gold. And earlier in the verse, he says, in the fifth verse, then you shall see and flow together, and your heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. The multitude of camels shall cover you, the dromedaries of Midian and Ephah, and they from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall show forth the praises of Yahweh. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together unto you. The rams of Nebaioth shall minister unto you. They shall come up with acceptance on my altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. Letting you know, you're going to get all these resources once you return, because Yahweh already told Abram that after that, that nation whom I judge will, I will judge, and they shall come out with great substance. And this is Yahweh's plan of reparations, of redemption, of salvation. Again, go to Isaiah, the 44th chapter. Start reading in verse 21, where it reads, remember these, O Jacob, and house of Israel. For you are my servant. I have formed you. You are my servant, O Israel. You shall not be forgotten by me. I have blotted out as a cloud your transgressions, and as a cloud your sins. Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. Sing, O heavens, for Yahweh has done it. Shout, you lower part of the earth. Break forth into singing, you mountains, O forest, and every tree therein. For Yahweh has redeemed Yaakov and glorified himself in Israel. Thus saith Yah, your Redeemer, and he that formed you from the womb. I am Yahweh that makes all things, that stretches forth the heavens alone, that spreads forth the earth abroad by myself. This is Yahweh, who said you've already been redeemed. You just have to turn to him and do his law. You see no mention of a Christ of the New Testament. Not one period. And then, what other way do you want to follow that does not exalt Yahweh above all Elohim, does not sanctify his holy people? What other book? Only Yahweh's book.
dedicated to the Most High first and to the daughters that I've done in the past. This is my apology to you. Hear me out.
Hallelujah. Excuse that delay. Had a minor temporal malfunction. But let's continue with dealing with the religion. As we've been discussing, Yahweh has the only book that describes who you are. Yahweh has the only book that describes your plight. Yahweh has the only book that describes your salvation. And Yahweh also has the only book out of all these religions that will validate, that will esteem, that will exalt the black woman. Because in Yah's book, his daughters are precious. In Yah's book, his daughters are jewels. In Yah's book, his daughters are holy. And Yahweh doesn't speak of his daughters any old kind of way. Yahweh doesn't allow any old kind of treatment against his daughters. Yahweh doesn't allow the dishonoring of his daughters. And if Yahweh is black, his daughters are black. And don't you think the black woman needs some esteem? Because what do you hear in the popular media today? They're calling our women B's and H's. They keep on talking crazy about women. And we let them. And you have many of us that treat them horribly. But how would you do if you knew how Yahweh viewed his daughters? Well, Yahweh has the only book that even uplifts, validates, recognizes women prophets and rulers. This is not found in any other book. For instance, the Quran, the book that the Muslims study, it not only has not one female prophet, not one female queen, not one female judge, not one female teacher in the Quran. Yet, what they do tell you to do is beat your women. Oh, yes. In the book, or the surah, I should say, of your Quran. And yes, if we're going to wake up Jacob, we got to go to the book that you are in. And in your Quran, Surah 4, verse or Ayat 34, says, men are the protectors and maintainers of women, because the deity has given the one more than the other, and because they support them from their means. Therefore, the righteous women are devoutly obedient and guard in the absence what the deity would have guard. As to those women on whose part you fear disloyalty and ill conduct, admonish them first, meaning correct them, scold them. But next, refuse to share their bed. Don't lay with them. And lastly, beat them. But if they return to obedience, seek not against them means of annoyance, for the deity is most merciful. Now, how in the world could we follow a book that would allow you to beat your women? Yahweh never gave you the opportunity to beat your women. Never. He said, if you are in the house with a brawling and contentious woman, then you are to go to the rooftop. If he wanted you to beat him, he would have told you right then and there. Because what does brawling mean? Meaning she's a fighter. She's trying to brawl. She's trying to hit you, push you, scratch you. She's brawling and contentious. Go to the rooftop. She throw a pot at you, you just let the pot hit the door because you walking out. And you go to the rooftop. And she can't throw a pot at a door and get satisfied. She's going to have to do something about that. But the Quran tells you to beat them up just if you fear. Fear disloyalty and ill conduct. Not if you have proof. Not if you have two or more witnesses. Not if the water from the temple gave her a rotted thigh and a swelled belly. But if you fear. And then the Most High never allowed this. But also in the Quran, in Surah 4, Iyat 24, it instructs Muslims that prostitution is okay if they desire it. Not only has the Quran made it okay to be prostitutes for your women, to physically abuse women, but it's also given you the opportunity to prostitute your women and allow the women that are homosexuals to die, but the men, they just got to live with other homosexual men. Also, the Quran tells you that the only way you can remarry a woman is if she gets married to another man. That's in Surah 2, Iyat 230. This is confusion that gives no honor to women. But Yahweh's book, look at Yahweh's book, in the book of Judges, for instance. And if you want to know who are some of the most upstanding women in the Holy Scriptures, I'll tell you. Miriam, prophetess, Moses' sister. Zipporah and Puah, women that saved the Hebrew boys while in Egypt. Then you have, Shifra and Puah. Then you have Deborah, a queen or a judge in Israel, ruled the whole nation. Then you have another wonderful prophetess named Huldah, prophetess during Josiah, King Josiah's time. You also have a woman named Ruth who got her own book, exalted as a virtuous woman. Yahweh recognizes his women. Yes, you also have Abigail, David's wife, and Rachel, and Leah, and Rebecca. And Sarah, all these women, and none of them were allowed to be beaten or prostituted or traded on the sex market or given unfair treatment. In the book of Judges, the fourth chapter, it says here in verse 3, and the children of Israel cried unto Yahweh, for he had 900 chariots of iron. In 20 years he mightily oppressed the children of Israel. So they were being oppressed, and they needed saving. They needed somebody to save them. They wanted Yahweh to save them. So what did Yahweh do? Did he send them a savior? Yes. And who is this savior he sent? In verse 4, and Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lapidoth. She judged Israel at the time. That's who he sent. He sent Deborah. And she led Israel into the battle. And they prevailed. They wouldn't even go into battle without her. They knew that was Yah's anointed, Yah's servant, Yah's messenger, the savior that he sent. Because Yahweh sends men and women to save his people. Deborah, the wife of Lapidoth. Why do you think the first time you hear about Deborah, she's still acknowledged as a wife? Because a wife does not stop you from being a good woman, from being a leader in Israel, from being a chief in Israel, from being exalted. You don't have to be single, I-N-D-E. P-E-N-D-E-N-T. You don't have to be independent to be a leader in Israel. Deborah was the wife of Lapidoth. You don't see this in the Quran. What is it saying in the New Testament about women? You think you can have a Deborah under the laws of the New Testament? Well, no, you couldn't, because here in 1 Corinthians, we'll see exactly what you're allowed to do, ladies. First Corinthians, the 14th chapter, verse 34, reads, verse 33, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all congregation of the saints. Let your women keep silence in the congregation, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also says the law. And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home. For it is a shame for women to speak in the congregation. What? Came the word of God from you, or came it to you only? This is what the New Testament tells you. This is what the New Testament lets you know. That women can't even speak. That means Deborah couldn't even be anybody's prophet, anybody's judge. She wouldn't have been able to say anything. She wouldn't have been able to teach anything. How else does the New Testament look at the women? In 1 Timothy, in the book of 1 Timothy, so get there. The second chapter, the 11th verse, it reads, let the woman learn in silence with all subjection. Why does the New Testament wants to continually subject everybody that's not a white man? You wonder why you have this going on in the world today. Let a woman learn in silence with all subjection. That's why this country didn't have women going to school, didn't have women voting, didn't have women doing anything in leadership. They were supposed to just shut up and ask their husbands. And their husbands were the ones that were ruling and that could not allow the wives to do anything. This is what it says. Let the woman learn in silence with all subjection. But I permit not a woman to teach, nor usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. Shut up, woman. That's what the New Testament is saying. Shut up. The Quran is saying, if I even think you stepping out, I'ma smack you. The New Testament is saying, don't even say a word, woman. For Adam was the first form. Then Eve, you secondary. You just second in line. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in transgression. Adam didn't do nothing wrong. The woman did. It's all the woman's fault. Notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing. So you got to lay down under your man. You want salvation? You got to lay down. You got to be a childbearing person. If they continue in faith and charity and holiness with self-control. Well, how are they going to control themselves? Only way they could be saved is to open up and have a baby. And the man can do and say anything. This is utter confusion. Yahweh has no laws that support this New Testament and how you deal with women. The black woman, Yahweh, he said this in the book of Leviticus, the 19th chapter. In 29th verse, do not prostitute your daughter to cause her to be a whore, lest the land fall to whore and the land becomes full of wickedness. How are you going to let your daughter be a prostitute? The Quran allows you to prostitute the daughters. The New Testament says the only way you're going to be saved is through childbearing. But Yah said, dude, don't you dare prostitute your daughter. Don't you do it. If a woman in Israel was caught being a whore in her father's house, she will be put to death. How is a man supposed to honor Yah's daughters? Look in the book of Deuteronomy, the 22nd chapter, verse 23, the damsel that is a virgin, meaning not touched, is betrothed to a husband, and a man finds her in the city and lies with her, then you shall bring both of them out of that city, and you shall stone them with stones, that they die. The damsel, because she cried out, cried not, being in the city, and the man, because he humbled his neighbor's wife, so you shall put away evil from among you. A woman's not allowed to be an adulterer, nor is a man. That's evil. But if a man finds a betrothed in the field and forces her and lies with her, then the man only that lay with her shall die. You're not allowed to be a rapist. And then it says in verse 28, if a man finds a damsel that is a virgin, which is not betrothed, and lay hold on her, and lies with her, and they are found, then the man that lay with her shall give to the damsel's father 50 shekels of silver, and she shall be his wife, because he has humbled her. He may not put her away all the days of his life. A man shall not take his father's wife, nor uncover his father's skirt. So men aren't just allowed to go start laying with women and not marrying them. So there's no whoredom in Israel. You can't just sleep with Yah's daughters. Yahweh didn't say a woman can't teach. Miriam was a prophet. Deborah was a prophet. Huldah was a prophet. These women were royalty. Esther, Hadassah, was a queen and spoke all the time. And why? Because Yahweh knows that he could put his spirit on man or woman, whoever he chooses. In all life that Yahweh made, can do whatever Yahweh wants it to do. But a woman can be a leader in Israel, an elder, a queen, a judge, a prophet. But you can't even get rise above being a pin cushion for the Islamic religion. You can't rise above being a pin cushion in Christianity. That's all they want you to be in these oppressive slave religions, is somebody's pin cushion. That's not the book of Yah. And that's why you have so many disparities in your communities, because the women are being treated horribly. If you want to honor a woman in Israel, you marry them and you let them be who Yahweh said they can be. Only man that could rule over a woman in Israel is her husband. That's the only man that could rule over his woman, and he cannot do it in a mean way. He cannot do it in an evil way. He must do it in a righteous way. But you're not allowed to treat Yah's daughters any old kind of way. You're not allowed to just tell them to shut up and lay down. Yahweh said this woman could be your prophet, your judge, your queen. And how are you going to treat Yah's servant? Touch not Yah's anointed and do his prophets no harm. And that could be women too. And Yahweh has the only book that exalts this exact statement. Also, we're at the time where we're allowing questions and or comments. Check on YouTube if there's any questions. You check YouTube. All right. Well, if there's no questions, we'll keep it moving. But you can send in your questions or call in at 347-838-8963. Also, we've already established these false religions, these false doctrines are teaching you lies. The Quran is teaching you to be an abuser to your women, a pimp. The New Testament is teaching you that the women might well walk around with black duct tape on their mouths. The only time they should be able to take it off is when they're in the house. This is not the word of Yahweh. And you want to know why black women have been so oppressed? It's because they've been caught up in the religion of our enemies. And the men and the women are taught these abominable ways, treating women as if they're pincushions. But Yahweh has a completely diverse way of life. Women are royalty in Yah's book. Royalty. As a matter of fact, look in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. In Deuteronomy 28, in verse 1 of the curses, it says the tender and delicate, verse 56, the tender and delicate woman among you, which would not adventure to set the sole of her foot upon the ground for delicateness and tenderness. This is how we used to view Yah's daughters. They were tender and delicate. And we wouldn't let the sole of their feet touch the ground for delicateness and tenderness. But because of the curse, her eyes shall be evil toward her husband, of her bosom, and toward her son, and toward her daughter. But yet, we used to look at them as tender and delicate. We wouldn't even let their feet touch the ground. You've seen those, I guess, shows and examples where a woman would ride in the carriage and then she'd be carried in some kind of exalted chair to her castle or quarters, and that's the only place she would walk because that's clean and holy. And why can't you even begin to exalt Yah's daughters this way? At least open their door. Help them down the steps. Carry them up the steps. Treat them tender and delicate. Yah will bless you for it. You're not a punk if you do. Because that's what Yahweh's book shows his people. You want to be part of a way of life that tells you to tell your woman to shut up and lay down and get beat down? Or you want to be part of a way of life that says call him a queen, call him a helper, call him a savior, call him a protector, call them the most beautiful things because that's what Yahweh called them. And treat them delicately and tenderly because they are carrying your nation. Look what Yahweh had Adam name his wife in the book of Genesis. In the book of Genesis, the 3rd chapter, verse 20, it says, and Adam called his wife's name Hawa, because she was the mother of all living. In your books it says Eve, but that is an idolatrous mistranslation. The name of Adam's wife, he called her Hawa, which means the mother of all living. Because that's what a woman does. She's a mother of living. She holds new life in the womb and nurtures it and takes care of it. And how would you treat this woman, this holy being that Yahweh has created. Tell them to lay down and shut up, like the New Testament, and get beat down, like the Quran? Or are you going to treat them tender and delicate, acknowledge their royalty, their holiness, and their majesty, as Yahweh described? What way of life do you want to go after? This is Yah's book. This is the book of the Most High. This is Yah's ways. Lastly, Yahweh is the only one that has laws beautiful enough that can govern, that can rule over the black man and woman. For instance, in your land today, in America, or wherever you're at, y'all, these laws that you go by, they don't bring peace. They don't bring health. If you are a Christian, or if you are a Muslim, then you're allowed to eat snails and raccoons. You're allowed to eat possums and frogs. You're allowed to eat rats and roaches. You're allowed to eat snakes and slugs. You're allowed to eat any nasty thing you want to. And they're bad for you. But the New Testament directly tells you to do it. In the book of 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, verse 25, where it reads, whatsoever is sold in the shambles. And what is the shambles? It's the meat market. Whatsoever is sold in the shambles, that eat. Ask no questions for conscience sake. He just told you, if they're selling rat feces on a stick with rat brains, fry it up and eat it. If they're selling dog, eat it. If they're selling cat, eat it. Don't ask any questions. The Quran in Surah 6, Eyah 118 and 119, Surah 2, Eyah 172 and 173, Surah 5, Eyah 57 and 60, let you know in all those places. Don't eat the swine, don't eat blood, don't eat the animals that die of itself. But if you are hungry, you can eat it. But it never told you not to eat a slug. It never told you not to eat a scorpion. It never told you not to eat a bowl of worms. It never told you not to eat a dog or a cat or a rat. It never told you not to eat an electric eel. It never told you not to eat a shark or a whale. It just told you not to eat swine and that which has died of itself, or its torn beast, or the blood. Unless you're hungry. And we get hungry every day. But Yahweh, he simply let us know. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 14th chapter. In Deuteronomy 14, Yahweh said in verse 3, you shall not eat any abominable thing, any, whether it's a beast, whether it's a creeping thing, fowl of the air, fish of the sea. Yahweh has the only book that can give you laws to live by. But these other religions, as the Christ of the New Testament himself said, ye worship what you know not what. But we know what we worship. And why did he say we? Because he was a worshiper, not to be worshipped. For salvation is of the Yehudim. But the hour cometh and now is, that the true worshipers shall worship the Father. That's what Christ said. But nevertheless, you have people still trying to follow after these deities. And they're false. And they're not real. And their religions are false. And they're not the way of Yah. So, wake up, Jacob, and until tomorrow on our weekly broadcast, Nothing But the Truth. Yahweh loves you very much, and so do I. Shalom.
Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Sing your praises to your holy name. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Sing your praises.
Bless Yah, all you witnesses, do not forget his benefits. Forgives iniquity, heals the diseases in my ligaments. Your redeemer and creator, he from dust, he know I make a merciful and slow to anger. Gracious, only one can save us. Yah, who satisfies my mouth with good things. Bless Yah, who renews me like the eagle's wings. Bless Yah, who made his ways known unto Moses and his acts to the children of Israel, who we chosen. Bless Yah.
Bless Yah, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Sing your praises to your holy name. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Sing your praises. Holy name.
I will bless Yah at all times. His praise shall continually be in my rhyme. Praise Yah for unto what his glory is shine. Baruch Yah Malek Ba Shemaim Malo Ba Aresh. Praise Yah for he execute righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He renew my health like the eagle's wings. Yah fed my mouth with good things. So unto Yah his glory I sing. Yah
bless Yah my soul.
Bless Yahweh, oh my soul. Bless Yahweh, oh my soul.